From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron said they discussed ways to contain Iranian ambitions while strengthening the 2015 international nuclear deal with Tehran. Speaking through an interpreter at a joint news conference at the White House Tuesday, Mr. Macron spoke of forging a new deal with Iran.
And I believe that the discussions we've had together make it possible to open the way, to pave the way for a new agreement, an agreement on which we will work. And beyond our European partners, we would like to involve the regional powers and, of course, Russia and Turkey.
The French leader hopes to persuade Mr. Trump not to abandon the existing agreement, but strengthen it. The president, who must decide whether to reimpose sanctions on Iran next month, described the accord as bad, decayed at the foundations, and falling down. He said a way must be found to blunt the Iranian threat.
France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, and that regime must end its support of terrorism. All over, no matter where you go in the Middle East, you see the fingerprints of Iran behind problems.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Associated Press Tuesday if the U.S. withdraws from the agreement, his government would no longer be bound by its obligations. In Nigeria, Muslim semi-nomadic herdsmen armed with guns killed at least 16 people Tuesday in an attack on a Christian church in central Benue State, part of the so-called Middle Belt, plagued by communal violence. The recurring clashes are linked to grazing rights and dwindling fertile land. Dozens have been killed since the new year. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday suggested a proposed U.S.-North Korean meeting with leader Kim Jong-un may take place sooner rather than later.
We have been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible, and we think that's a great thing for the world. That's a great thing for North Korea and South Korea and Japan and France and everybody. So we're having very good discussions.
Mr. Trump described the North Korean leader's behavior in the process as open and honorable. Asked what he meant by seeking complete denuclearization, the president said it means getting rid of North Korea's nukes and vowing not to repeat the past mistakes of easing sanctions prematurely. Mr. Trump also said he prefers to get out of Syria, but not before the mission to defeat Islamic State is complete. He was urged by his French counterpart Tuesday to avoid a precipitous withdrawal and allow diplomacy to create a better Syria.
Tomorrow we will have to find a way to fix the situation from a political point of view, not automatically from a military point of view, which means to set up a series of agreements, part of this big deal, in order to be sure that Syria tomorrow will be a sovereign country with inclusiveness and free people in a situation to decide for the future. This is very important, and that's our duty.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. wants to leave a strong and lasting footprint and avoid, in his words, giving Iran open season to the Mediterranean. In New York, Wall Street dropped sharply in Tuesday trading amid warnings from key companies about the cost of doing business. The benchmark Dow Jones shedding more than 400 points, nearly 1.8%. Jonathan Corpina is with Meridian Equity Partners.
As we get into earnings season, there are some real bellwether companies that are out there that investors do use as gauges as to what's happening in our economy, what's happening in the earnings season. Clearly, Caterpillar report that came out today is one that investors are definitely going to look at and definitely going to use as an indication as to what might possibly be coming down the road.
Caterpillar tumbled over 6% after warning that first quarter earnings would be its high mark for the year. In Toronto, 25-year-old suspect Alec Minissian was charged Tuesday with 10 counts of murder, 13 counts of attempted murder, after plowing a rental van into pedestrians on a crowded street. Graham Gibson is a detective sergeant with the Toronto Police Service.
The accused is alleged to have posted a cryptic message on Facebook minutes before he began driving the rented van, and he drove it southbound on Yonge Street and onto the crowded sidewalks.
The social media posting referenced incel rebellion, a term used to describe involuntary celibacy. It's unclear whether anger toward women motivated the attack. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is responding and recovering after recently suffering potentially life-threatening blood infection. The 95-year-old former president remains in intensive care. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.